You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Lebih dari setengah kaum dewasa Australia berusia antara 18 hingga 64 tahun tidak memenuhi target 150 menit aktivitas fisik sedang per minggu yang dianjurkan. Dan semakin bertambah usia kita, semakin cenderung kurang berolahraga. Jadi bagaimana jika bergabung dengan gym atau tempat olahraga demi menua dengan lebih baik dan menghindari kondisi kesehatan kronis? Segmen khusus Viva berikut ini disusun oleh Amy Chin Yuang. Thomas Rusek yang berusia 67 tahun bersinar gembira sembari menguatkan otot-otot kakinya dengan menggunakan sepeda statis. Datang ke gym 2 kali seminggu telah menjadi bagian dari ritual mingguannya dalam 6.5 tahun terakhir.
I always liked walking, and I still walk the dog every morning, but just maintaining strength and flexibility, and I also do yoga, and that helps a lot. And yeah, once you hit the 60s, you know, you want to keep going, and you have to do something for it, and I think going to the gym is a good way of doing it.
Suasana di Green Apple Wellness Center di Brisbane ini terasa berbeda dibandingkan dengan tempat olahraga atau gym-gym konvensional lainnya. Temponya tidak terlalu intens. Tempat ini didesain bagi para anggota yang umumnya berusia 50 tahun ke atas. Inilah yang menarik Cora Zanetti saat pertama kalinya ia memutuskan untuk datang ke gym dekat rumahnya 16 tahun yang lalu.
I just felt at the time I had become a widow, and I was feeling I'd lost a lot of confidence, but when I started here it all came back, and it's been great.
Di usianya yang hampir 84 tahun, Zanetti berolahraga 5 kali seminggu, mulai ketika pintu gym dibuka pada 6:30 pagi. Ia berbicara pada SBS sembari berlatih di atas stepper.
I've never been a real sports person, even in my young days. And I just find here I get everything that I need in that time I'm here. Plus the social aspect, and everybody here is very friendly, and I just love coming.
Profesor Maria Fiatarone Sink adalah seorang geriatrician di Sydney University. Dirinya yakin bahwa program terstruktur yang ditawarkan oleh tempat olahraga dapat menjadi strategi efektif untuk melawan gejala-gejala keringkihan yang biasanya terjadi pada lansia.
The older you are, the more important it becomes to do some kind of exercise that stimulates your musculoskeletal system, because that begins to decline at around age 30. By the time you hit 80 years of age, you've lost about 75% of your muscle power and about 40% or so of your muscle size. So unfortunately, the kinds of activities that are most common, things like walking and things that you can do without most kinds of equipment, do improve your aerobic capacity, your cardiovascular function, but they don't actually address this loss of muscle that we call sarcopenia.
Ia menambahkan bahwa lansia yang ringkih dan memiliki penyakit kronis adalah mereka yang justru seharusnya berolahraga untuk meningkatkan kondisi tubuhnya. Bukan masalah apakah Anda ke gym atau tidak, melainkan apakah Anda melakukan latihan spesifik seperti latihan kekuatan atau angkat beban.
And we know now from lots of different studies that sarcopenia is a major contributor to frailty and disability and falls and institutionalization and even early mortality. So the purpose of doing a different kind of exercise, which generally means some kind of weightlifting exercise or what we call progressive resistance training, is really to combat sarcopenia and all the clinical syndromes and diseases that are associated with it.
Pemilik Green Apple Wellness Center, Victoria Jill, telah menjalankan tempat olahraga ini selama 40 tahun. Ia mengatakan banyak dari anggotanya yang disarankan oleh dokter untuk datang guna meningkatkan kesehatan. Misalnya, orang-orang yang memiliki diabetes tipe 2 yang menunjukkan tanda-tanda penuaan. atau mereka yang berusia 60-an tahun yang tidak dapat menyeimbangkan tubuhnya sehingga memerlukan latihan untuk kekuatan dan koordinasi.
It can be people who are 80 years of age who want to stay living independently so that they are doing activities that enable them to being able to get down on the floor and up again. These are the sorts of things that as people get older, what was easy when they were young becomes virtually impossible at a later age. But it doesn't mean to say that they won't be able to do it with the right sort of guidance and the appropriate exercise.
Dengan anggota yang berlatih hingga pertengahan 90-an tahun, instruktur gym Daryl Ankelmeyer mengatakan penting bahwa mereka yang tidak terbiasa dengan peralatan gym ini tidak dibiarkan begitu saja.
And you supervise, so you're not going to do any damage to yourself. We don't force people to do anything that they don't want to do or anything that they can't do. It's all about working in your limitations.
Jill mengamati bahwa pengaruh budaya cenderung membatasi seorang wanita untuk ikut program fitness. Dirinya melihat bahwa kolaborasi antara dokter, trainer, dan juga keluarga untuk menyetujui satu rencana tertentu dipandang sebagai solusi untuk masalah ini.
We've got people who are from India, Italy, so many different countries. If they come from a culture where they need to go back and talk to their husband about what they're going to be doing, they're very much guided by what the husband feels that they should be doing. So when you're discussing anything with them, it's not just what they could do, it's what they think that they will be allowed to do, and that's one of the biggest challenges.
Jill menjadi saksi beberapa perubahan luar biasa yang terjadi, bahkan lebih dari hanya kesehatan fisik semata, selama 40 tahun ia menjalankan center ini.
On a daily basis, we have people coming and saying, my bone density has improved. I used to have knee pain and it's so much better now. Oh, I can keep up with my grandchildren. Just their mood. Somebody was telling me the other day that she actually prior to coming to Green Apple, she tried to commit suicide. And she said, I only realized how much I had improved when my son actually said to me, Mum, I've never seen you so happy.
Panida Samapuksakit adalah seorang berpostur langsing berusia 54 tahun yang berlatih 3 kali seminggu selama 7 tahun terakhir. Ia mengatakan bahwa datang ke gym tidak mengubah Anda dalam semalam. Tetapi ia bertanya-tanya bagaimana jika semisal ia tidak berlatih secara teratur.
If I'm not coming to the gym like for 60 years, 70 years, I might be fat. I might be like doing things and get tired easily.
Sebagai seorang yang berusia 71 tahun dan sehat, Victoria Jill mengatakan dirinya tidak melihat adanya batasan. Dan itu jugalah yang banyak diperjuangkan oleh para lansia yang pergi ke tempat olahraga.
These days, they realize that they're becoming older, they're living longer, and they don't want to be sitting in a nursing home in a chair, not able to do things. They want to be living independently. They want to be doing things. We've got people up to, mid-90s. So it's really not an age thing. It's an attitude of mind and whether or not they think it's going to be something that they can cope with.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.